like to talk about the subject of praying in tongues. There's a lot in the Bible that talks about praying in tongues. I would like to first point out when Jesus was talking to instruction about praying, he said, "Don't be like the hypocrite that stands out where everybody can see." He says to go into your closet and to pray in secret. And what you pray in secret will be manifested openly for the whole world to give glory to God. Pray in secret is the instruction. And he talks about the man that was praying, standing praying to himself. It says, "God will not be mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap." I'll call it what I see it as in my own heart. Our relationship with God is a personal relationship, as personal as marriage. It even points that out in many places in the scriptures. And in a marriage, the things that go on between a man and his wife, there's many intimate things that go on in the bedroom. Things are not made public, but what does go on in the bedroom is reflected out in the world by the actions they have towards each other. Even the great blessing of a child, this is something that was done in secret, is manifested out and openly to everybody. Our prayer life is a sacred thing, and it's something that, you know, there's this scripture says, "Do not cast your pearls before the swine." Our prayer life is such a precious, precious jewel and pearl. And so I don't believe, I don't feel in my heart that this everybody just going off into, you know, praying and speaking in tongues in a group, I don't believe it's honoring God. Paul even made a statement. He says, "I'd rather have 5 legible, understandable words than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue," because that 10,000 words does not edify anything, and it's a personal thing. He even pointed that point out. He says, that's between you and God, and God, and the Holy Spirit. It's a very serious thing to think about. I'll call it playing a game. As a man is going to reap, God's not mocked. You're going to sow what you reap. Remember the man that was going to cast out the demon? He says, "I adjure you by Jesus Christ and Paul." And the demon looked at the man and says, "Well, you know, I know Jesus and I do know Paul, but who are you?" And the man barely got away with his life. Praying in tongues is a great, powerful tool. But the power comes when we do it as we are instructed to by the Lord, and not make it a shameful public display. And I hope this doesn't offend anybody. Or if it does offend you, get in the Word and check it out to see if it's true what I'm saying here. And I pray that this will be a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.